Blog Talk Radio.
Show with co-host Ron Yarbrough. Hope you guys' evening is going fantastic. Myself, I am tired. Okay, I'm tired. I've been traveling. Had to come home for a second to check on my dad. My one and only parent left. I had to come in to Louisiana and check on him. He's doing well. He's back rocking and rolling. My dad is 77, going on 27. Okay, so, but yeah, that's my dad, and so it's my only parent. Got to see about him, got to see about your parents, and I can't thank God enough for him. But by the way, that music you was listening to, I'm gonna let Ron Yarbrough, my co-host Ron Yarbrough from Chicago, I'm gonna let Ron Yarbrough talk to you guys about that. By the way, after that, I also got to tell you guys. I was like, go ahead, bro.
I thought you said you have to. I'm right here.
Johnny Morrell Holtz. Yes. That was Johnny Morrell Holtz in the music right there, Memory Lane. Make sure you guys check her out. You can go to LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. That's Shani. She is very, very good. Okay, pay attention to her. Okay, look, follow her, etc. She's also open for bookings, special events, etc. She's there. Also, too, I want you guys to know on Ron Yarbrough, I want you guys go to this is Arthur Yarbrough. Okay,
yes, sir. Yarbrough. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you tell him, can you tell our listeners, please, sir, where can they find your book? That you are the author of?
Without question. It is www.yarbrough16.com. That is www.yar, B as in boy, R-O, the number one, 6.com. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Ron Yarbrough. Believe me, this book is the real deal, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Believe
people,
so you can achieve.
There you go. And also, too, guys, I would like to also to keep following us, the Blog Talk Radio. We are seriously working on getting a live show, so we're in the process of that. And maybe in a minute, maybe get a show that's a kick-off show, actually. Live, so we're working on it. We're working on that. And for Louisiana fans, congratulations for LSU Tigers.
Mm.
Even though I'm with the Grambling Almighty State University, when Coach Robinson was coaching, okay, it was different. It's a different. Coach Robinson was able to get players anywhere. When he walked in the house, like, that's it. You're going to Coach Robinson, okay? I think we had some players. We had some of the players at Grambling. We could have had 14, you know, itself at other colleges that starting. Yeah, it was just you have to wait in line. It's too much talent, you know, and a lot of guys got overlooked, but it was just too much talent. Today, you know, it's a different ball game. You know, you have to just go out there to guys. You know, they have to just work hard and just stay at it, and it'll fall through. But LSU. Congratulations to LSU and also two for Clemson even getting there. And those teams.
Yeah.
But, yeah, bro, I think Ohio State was the real deal. They had a team. They had a team. You hear me? And you and I, we're ball players. Okay? We've been down the road. We've gone as far as you can go in the game. But Ohio State. I don't know what's going on with the play. I don't know. I can't go in specifics on it right now, but just the overall team, they had a team. That team should have been the team planned for the championship. That's just my opinion, okay?
Yes.
And,
me too.
You know, yeah, my opinion is right, too, tonight, okay? It's a fact. Okay. So Ohio State was fun to watch. LSU was – It was a good game, but it kind of felt like they could have put more points on the board if they wanted to. Well, LSU, congratulations, hats goes off. The topic today, we want to get to this topic today. Yarbrough, yeah, anything that you want to talk about before I get into this topic?
No.
Anything
no.
In your mind? Well, you good? Okay. Okay.
No,
okay.
I am in the passenger seat.
I was seeing the audience. I did a little video, and when I did the video a while ago. I did the video, and what happened was that I was so tired in that video.
Mm-hmm.
But I told somebody, I said, you ever seen a roller, like you're going out west, you're driving, and you see, like, you know, you just rolling laid out in the road, right? That's how tired I was. I mean, my neck, I'm just tired, man. It's traveling. Sometimes you don't know how tired you are, but sometimes you got to sit down somewhere and get some rest, right? You have to do
absolutely.
That. Absolutely.
That is the key.
Yeah. Very much key. But the topic tonight, guys, we want to talk about this topic. Do you believe common sense is more prevalent in today's society versus a century ago? That's the topic we want to talk about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about that, Yarbrough? First of all, before I give some definition, what do you think about that?
I would have to disagree. When it comes to that, because like you know, I have a couple of the new generation kids that's engulfed in technology and computers and everything like that, and you know, sometimes it's like they'll be lost without that technology. You know, what it comes down to. So, and I'm not just talking about my kids in particular, but just this generation. Personally,
yeah, it's not your kid. That's the truth. That's just the truth. It ain't about your kid. Your kid is the truth. That's what it is. You know, and it's the truth. Yeah, it's the truth. Matter of fact, this young lady, she put in the comments, my comments, and guys, you can go. And when we do these topics, you go on Instagram, leave comments, and we'll kind of go back over them. If you don't want to call in, we'll go back over them. She said, I don't think it is more prevalent today. Just in 25 years that I have been teaching, in 25 years that she's been teaching now, 25 years that she's been teaching high school, I have seen a decline in common sense in students. Simple problem solving is such a task for many kids today. Just problem solving. And then we're going to talk about that, the problem solving. Another gentleman, big guy Carpenter, he said, no, I don't think common sense is more prevalent today. So if you go back to what she said, and then, like I said, you think about it, is that we had to actually sit down with our, you know, calculators. We have no calculators. You have to get it. You had to be able to problem solve, just straight do it. You had to be able to think.
Right.
I was telling the young lady this. I was like, how today, how y'all can't be honorable? Like, why can't you be an honorable student? I don't understand that. You can go to the computer, you can get practice tests to help you solve problems. I'm just talking about younger generation. We'll get to the adult student in a minute. But how you failing in school? Like, tell me, like, you must be, you have a problem. Because you had to be able to, if you didn't have common sense, you was going to have it in a matter of time. Just in time, you would have it. Because, you know, it was just a different ball game. Let me tell you this, though. The difference is common sense. Is good sense and sound judgment in practical matters. Now, I'm going to tell you something now. I'm going to tell you guys something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm preaching. I'm talking. We talking this. But I've made many failures. I have my own double common sense, okay? I'm going to say that before I keep going on the show, okay? I've fallen short of it at some times with a common sense, you know? But let me say this. Okay, you still on, right? Yeah, bro?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. So also it means sound judgment based on a simple perception of the situation. Based on a simple perception of the situation or facts. Example, he's very smart but doesn't have a lot of common sense. Okay? Rely on common sense for personal safety. You know? So you have that. Also too, you have common sense. Senses itself. You have five of those senses. You have sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. But then we have added in the notion common sense. And you know, Yabo, you gotta find this way. There's common sense. We had to ask questions. We had to work for common sense. We didn't have it. So we naturally, back in the day, had common sense versus today. These kids are finding an easier way out not to have common sense. You see, it's a totally different ball game.
Yeah, because just as a child, you know, you and me as a child, I mean, we grew up different areas of the United States. You know, you down south, me in Chicago area. And if you, once again, common sense to me is, okay, not giving somebody something you just bought in the store as soon as you walk out the store, okay?
Right.
Because guess
right.
what? It's going to get took. Well, when I grew up, it was going to get took. I wasn't going to see it anymore. Now,
right.
And not just to harp on this generation by any means, but they could be walking out the store with the phone in their hand, okay, and halfway
right.
paying attention. You know, and
right.
somebody asked them to give them something, they, you know, they just give it to them. Because why? Because their focus is on the phone. Okay?
Yeah, hold on.
Right. Yeah, and I've seen this happen before. And that's why I'm bringing it up. I'm like, are you serious? And I've seen the kid actually be like, hey, wait a minute. You know, that person... I'm like, well, that person is gone now. You know, I know what, I didn't even ask what possessed you to do that. I was looking, I seen the situation, you know, point blank, bit right in my face, you know. So I just wanted to touch on that particular point of common sense.
Educational, like you're saying, taught, being taught.
Mm-hmm.
Parental,
mm-hmm.
parenting strategies, being taught, listening, discipline. Just discipline.
Yeah.
So hold on one second. We have a caller coming in. I have some noise in the background. Y'all fighting back there? Y'all fighting y'all phones back there? Y'all okay? Y'all good? Okay. All right. So
hey,
I have a caller. I called in. This yes sir. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Alan. How's it going?
Alan, Mr. Alan.
Hey.
I know this voice. Yeah, bro. I know this voice.
Hey, this is Alan Jones. How's it going?
Can you hear me?
There you go. I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you have some problem with your phone. Ryan, this is Alan Jones, man. This is the guy. Guys, let me tell you something. I want y'all to listen to this guy talk, all right? This guy, yeah, Yabro is off the chain. But this guy, Ryan, he is so intelligent that sometimes he overrides himself. You know what I mean? So I met Alan out in Arizona years ago. But, Alan, it's good to hear your voice, man. I keep hearing somebody in the background scratching noise, man.
No, it's nothing on my phone. Is that better?
That's better right now.
I'm not moving at all or anything. It must be interference, yeah.
It's what it is. We're talking good stuff and giving wisdom to people. That's what happened. The devil just tried to distract us. But go ahead, Alan. What do you think about this? Do you believe common sense is more prevalent in today's society versus a century ago? What's your take on that?
Boy, I can speak forever on this one, but I'll limit it to only 2 years.
Okay.
I tell you, can you hear me okay now? Because I'm not moving, but I'm hearing some disturbances.
Is that better?
Yes.
Just place your phone down and speak to it, please. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, okay, how is this? Well, yesteryear, it was a lot, I guess, common sense was extremely prevalent yesteryear. You had the youth with the ability to finish tasks according to directions from A to Z. You had, well, even in the early parts of the century, is that someone else calling in? Or in the early parts of the century, you had grade schoolers. Like right now, it would be very difficult for graduates, you know, today's kids graduating, from some of the colleges, taking some of the fifth and sixth and seventh grade tests from back in the early part of the century. You had just a lot more application of concepts, more concrete control and understanding of basic concepts that they could apply. Whereas today, the kids are, they understand sound bites, they understand bits and pieces, they understand and take tests according to rote memory. They just memorize the answers. And they're very accurate. They're very smart, but their methodology of learning is not as systematic and is not as usable in the real world, if you will. And I think it's all by design. There was a lady, one of the heads or the second in charge of the Department of Education. Her name is Charlotte Iserby. She wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And it was a process of just invoking control in the youth. And somewhere in there, the effectiveness of that over the last couple of decades, along with other factors, have created a youth layer that just is nowhere near, or a population that's nowhere near as intelligent as our predecessors, you know, earlier in the century, for instance. That's my scope on it and my experience. What do you guys think?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, especially when it comes to the application part that you were speaking about, and more so on top of that, the cognitive thinking, okay, where like you're saying, they just know bits and pieces versus from A to Z. And everywhere in between, because nowadays, just like how we speak a lot with acronyms. Okay, everything is cut down now via the texting and via
Absolutely.
You know via the language and everything like that. You're like, what exactly did that person just say, or what exactly did I just read? And that's just
right.
That's just the way of society. But that was very powerful, the book that you brought up. Now, I never heard of that particular book, but I'm familiar with you talking about the dumbing down of this society, you know, in this generation.
And correct. That, yeah, she, that, yeah, yeah, she was the author of that book. So it is. I mean, the head of the Department of Education.
The millennials.
Blowing
the millennials.
Whistle. Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. Me and Stevie can talk all day and clown around all day. We have you on here so you can give a great educational piece. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, I think that of course there are other environmental factors. Look at it this way: when you and I were out on the schoolyard in our teens, you know, junior high school, the Little League baseball diamond, or whether it was basketball, made no difference. There was always little Johnny or little Fred or whatever over here that had that, you know, he was a little slower than the rest of the kids. Now, did we treat him any different? No, we said, hey, little Johnny, hey, you know, we still egg him on, make fun of him, and then pull him up,
right.
Lift him up,
right.
And
right.
Give him the confidence to try again, and we'd encourage him and show him how to do it right until eventually he punched through. He could then do it and went on to have self-esteem accelerate through life and actually end up being somebody, the painting contractor, the guy on his own paints contracting company and all of this in town or whatever. You get what I'm saying. Whereas nowadays, you see, you have this ADHD. Everything is an excuse not to be responsible for oneself. And once one gives his direction and control over to someone else, bad things happen. And that's what's happening today.
Could you repeat
in the words of Chairman Mao and Stalin and everybody else, it's simple. In order to take control over society, give me their gun. Same thing with the youth. And in terms of taking over the youth, just simply control their minds. So that's what's going on nowadays. People have the parents, you know, with not carrying through to the end of task, you know, raising kids, they've allowed that function to, you know, be handled by someone else. And so what, someone else has control of the kids and they're running amok and not learning anything and not being effective in society. It's as simple as that.
Yes.
Because you know
so
good
true.
And well, when you acted up, your mother pinched your ears and drug your little butt over there and made you do it right until you got it right. You see, that's how we were brought up. That's how a lot of people in the era, that was just an era thing. But it has gotten away from that.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, like you said, society, and you have a lot of us right now, it's like, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth place, they're all winners now. You know, as long as my kid is happy,
exactly.
Make my kid happy growing up. Don't make him sad. Don't chastise him. Don't be this way to him, okay? My kid can never do wrong, okay? He's the better person in the books. He's the better person in the sports. He's the best. Knowing doggone well, they're not. Listen, what I'm saying that, not being mean, is saying that this, is that everyone has a gift, okay? God gave everyone a gift, some more. I mean, we have a lot of gifts. Let that kid go to that strength. It could be an artist.
Uh-huh.
You have to be an athlete.
Let him play.
You know what I mean? You have to be in education.
Mm-hmm.
It could have to be trying to run for somewhere in Congress. I mean, that there is a lot of different – you have to be a doctor. So, but – the problem is, like you said, we've made excuses, and there are the certain people that is running, that has had a chance to actually, what I can say, get ahead and kind of get alert people that this is okay. This is what we're going to do now. This is okay to control, let your kid feel that they can be Superman or Superwoman, you know? Yeah, but
see,
exactly.
And
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're right. All it is they have kind of skewed on purpose, or let's just say it's from the parents' perspective instead of the controllers, but from the parents' perspective, you're right. They have allowed that vision of, here's a canvas, son. paint whatever picture you want and see which one you like and pursue what your, you know, in other words, your strength. Find your strength so that you can be good at it. You can nurture it. Instead, it's like, well, hey, that's a cool talent over there, what he's doing. That's cool. You can do that too. And even if you're no good at it, we can act like you are. That's kind of the mentality today with the everybody gets a participation trophy, et cetera, et cetera. You get the point. With today's society, instead of allowing the kid to go through these different experiences and finding out what they're good at and what they like, they don't get a chance to do that.
Nevertheless, now those same kids now are grown-ups. I mean, getting to the certain age of being grown-ups and someone mm-hmm. making decisions for others, grown-ups, and leading them all in the wrong direction. You know, and
absolutely.
You have, so what do you think on the adult side now? You know, you have a lot of this. It's always saying, you know, it's none like having been. Okay, go ahead.
I've got a good one for you. It just popped up. I didn't mean to be so curt with that and cut you off. Today's college admissions. Here we have, you know, what, pillars of the community in Hollywood, all of this. Hey, I've got my own show, or I'm part of a very powerful show seen by millions, you know. Let me buy my daughter's way into a great school and just shove someone who's earned it and worked hard out of the way to put my kid in the slot for $500,000 or whatever. No problem. Now, what's wrong with that? That's just teaching. That's the adults reaching down to the kids and giving and leading that precedent, you know, leading by terrible example, that it's okay to skirt the system. It's okay to buy what you want. It's okay to not work hard and cut corners, all in the name of you saving face by presenting yourself in a good light, whether you are worthy of that light or not, whether you've worked hard for it or not. Just, you know, take the easy way out. It's okay. That's the signal sent nowadays.
Right.
Cheat to win.
Right, and not for going there. Here you go at the door. Mm-hmm. Who is it? It's common sense.
Oh, along with the police, but no pun intended there. But yeah, exactly. It's common sense. They left it at the door.
Yeah, they're going to show up and get tested now. You know they don't know what they're doing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You know you have to go through the right loops and hoops to get to where you need to be. Like, you have to work hard. You have to do it. You have to start from the ground up and do it right.
And
I'm
going to add one last piece before I shut up, because this is mm-hmm. this amazed me so bad. It left a little brain gouge in my head still from reading it yesterday. Cardi B, now, wonderful entertainer she is, and through whatever channels that she got to get there, she's entertaining to the masses who like that kind of thing or whatever, and is considered successful in that realm, you know, glory to you, whatever.
In the background. Yeah, go ahead. That's a moon in the background. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah,
go
I'm ahead. Trying to stand yeah. still. I'm pretty sure it isn't me. But okay. with all of her successes, like you mentioned, in the talent that she migrated to and happened to be strong in, entertainment, how does she think that she will make an absolutely positive and powerful political candidate?
What?
I had to read the article 10 times. And she declared that one day she's going to run for, you know, high-level politician because she thinks she would be good. She has a lot of good ideas. Well, if you read that article, you think that the one statement she made was accurate. With a lot of schooling, I probably could be good. Well, let's wait until that time before we say we're going to run for a high-level political office. I mean, I can't even say this with a straight face, but really that was the article I read yesterday. Cardi B, your next,
you know what?
A congresswoman.
Let me tell you something. This is the problem. People that know me and Ron talked about it, you know me, Alan, very well. Both of you guys know me extremely well, especially Ron. Ron, the thing is, when I stopped playing sports back in 2000, I used to look at the news almost 24 hours a day, just look at the news at least 10 hours out of the day, because until you get in a status like you, people don't understand. When you're putting on a high pedestal in professional sports, so we'll talk about it some other time. I'll get into that. But what I was just in the politics, and I knew a lot. I still know a lot in politics, and that's why I like talking to Alan Ryan when I go out west. Alan, Alan's out in west. You're in Palm Beach, right now, California, right?
Palm Desert, California.
Yeah,
near Palm Springs.
And,
yeah, that's Coachella Valley or Coachella Fest.
Yeah. So, so actually, that's why I like. You know, we talk politics, and but let me tell you something. And that's been like what since 2000. I've been in the news every day. I wake up in the morning with news. I like Rubbermaid, put on Rubbermaid, then I go to CNN, I go Fox, I go to different ones. I hear different, different strategies, different takes on the news, and then I go. Sometimes I watch it before I go to bed. But even as much news I follow in the politics that I do know, I'm not gonna put myself out there. Until I go to, you know, I mean, you have to kind of don't go out there half cocked, okay? And people know what I'm talking about back in the South with that. You know what I mean? You have to
half cocked.
The gun don't shoot. You know, you can get hurt by a wild animal. And sorry for the people thinking, well, I grew up in that way hunting, but yeah, so you can't do that. Hold on one second. Also, too, hold on one second. We have a caller. I don't know if you can join us in. Yeah, who's calling?
It's our coach, Bobby Hallback.
Coach Bobby Hallback. Guys, coach, you're on the phone with Alan. You're on the phone with Ryan Yarbrough. Guys, I want you to hold on for a second. Let coach. Coach, what you think?
Sure.
I met coach out in the Aventura area. Coach was actually, guys, check this out. He was actually he was with a group of young kids, and it was a Christmas event, I believe, going on, but there was tons of kids out there. So, but coach, what do you take on do you believe common sense is more prevalent in today's society versus a century ago? And coach, tell me what you coach.
So I give a brief background of what I do in terms of backing up what Mr. Anderson just said briefly. I work in the inner city. I work down in Miami, Overtown, Liberty City. I work with like kids that's at risk. They have like issues at home, issues in the classroom. So what we try to do, we try to provide like a safe haven, like more like an after-school program where we focus on enrichment program like tutoring, reading, mathematics, sports. We try to go in the angle of using sports to motivate the kids to take their academics seriously. And most of the kids we serve, they come from single-parent home. It could be a mom or dad, vice versa. You know, a lot of them involved with like criminal activity, so we always try to provide prevention intervention program just to kind of steer them in the right direction. And these kids veer from like sixth grade up to high school, and then also I work with a group of kids that's elementary kids from kindergarten to fifth grade. So to kind of piggyback on the common sense era.
Hold on. How can we reach you? How can the phone reach you? How can you be reached?
I'm sorry. My phone number is 561-248-3614. And then you can follow me on Instagram also. First name Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y. Then Hallback, H-A-L-L-B-A-C-K. And I also coach football and basketball. And then also I'm a sports psychology consultant too. I'm big on the mindset. So if you can get into the mindset of anybody, it don't have to just be sports. You know, everything is revolve around the mindset, how you interpret, how you see things. When it comes to like sports, a lot of times kids remind you, the kids that I work with, they come from these troubled backgrounds, and some come from backgrounds may have mental health problems, substance abuse problems, like drugs and alcohol problems, that may impact these kids. You know, And when that does happen,
No, we're going to get you back on that on another topic then down the road. But what do you think about this? Do you believe common sense is more prevalent in today's society versus a century ago? What's your take on that?
I would say no. And my reason for saying no is due to, like, social media, mental health, substance abuse, criminal activities, birth defects, impacts or alter the mindset of anybody. Like, the basic common sense that we all know of, but it's not really prevalent today to me. So I would say no.
Yeah, I would have to 100% agree with that from the basis of it's documented then as such as to the plan in the late 70s by the old science czar appointed during the Obama administration, John P. Holdren. He was the science czar. He wrote a book in the 70s called Eco-Science. Ehrlichman also, I think Ehrlich was the co-author with him, this is John P. Holdren. And in the book, it mentioned how they were going to control and dumb down society, kind of paralleling Charlotte Isserby's book, the second in command at the Department of Education, of adding substrates to the water. You understand how fluoride in the water helps to diminish concentration and brain activity, et cetera. All of these environmental factors, exactly what you just mentioned, across the board, mental health, all the onsets of ADHD, all of these things that, say, 40 years ago didn't really exist. I mean, there weren't drones and drones of people drummed into the vaccine line to have their metabolism and their whole immunization capability disrupted and realigned, et cetera, et cetera. Matter of fact, early, in the mid-century, doctors would fly from one side of the country to the other just to get a rare glimpse of a kid with cancer. Now you got 1 in 50. I mean, the rates have escalated tremendously because of the onset of environmental, electromagnetic, biochemical bombardments and alterations on the human body. So that's also what we're dealing with today, and what you're dealing with as a coach. You see it, and I'm preaching to the choir. I'm sure you deal with all of that on a daily basis.
Absolutely. But I love it, though. I love it.
Because you're actually combating that and trying to reverse it, doing something about it, addressing it, being positive effect on that. Matter of fact, that's why I say and do what I do on a daily basis and spread truths. My brother was an investigative journalist, so since 12, I've had the inside information, from factual sources of, high credibility. And as well Albert Einstein once said, this world is a dangerous place, not for the evil and bad men in it, but when good men do nothing. I don't want to be one of those men that do nothing. And that sounds like neither do you. With the help that you're stretching out to the youth, that is admirable.
Yeah, bro, what you think? Yeah, bro. I think Yarbrough went to Chicago for a match. But go ahead. Can you hear me now? Go ahead. So, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, Coach. Yes. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was. I was listening to
you. Yeah, I got a little wind in
there. No, but Coach. It's something you said something about that again. Could you give me those five you broke down again, specifics you were saying that is really, really affecting today, that is causing?
Okay. You have social media.
Right.
You have mental health. You have substance abuse. You have birth defects. and you have criminal activities, which can be criminal thinking, which alter the mindset and impacts the brain functioning on a daily basis, which hinders us as knowing what common sense means, but at the same time, it's common sense being used on a daily basis.
Right, right. Yeah, so you said social media, mental health, birth defect, criminal activity. And it's amazing the power of common sense, but it's so overlooked. You know, it's like it's overlooked,
exactly.
And it's troubling. It's troubling to look at it that way, and that it does. It affects everything around us. It totally does. It's amazing. It's amazing. But you know what, too? In adults, we tend to forget that it affects us just as much as it affects the youth. And, Alan, you had mentioned somewhere earlier about that, too, about the adult on the adult side.
Correct. Exactly. The adults, basically, it is, you got to understand, through incrementalism, you know, this slow change over, you know, the last few decades, it has been able to morph from, let's say, parents' responsibility and teachability levels. It has gotten a little worse as you slide across the scale from 1970, 80s, all the way up through today. And because of the disruptions based on what Coach said, these factors of, you know, affecting the youth today, but, you know, over this period of time, as it has accelerated and gotten worse, physical conditions have gotten worse, along with lack of concentration and effectiveness have paralleled that same path. Due to all of these environmental stimuli, not to mention electromagnetic radiation, cell phones, the distractions, blah, 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 on and on and on, internet, et cetera. And I can speak on that for 10,000 years because I used to handle the encryption technology for DirecTV and, you know, News Corp. We handled and bought MySpace before the, you know, before Facebook. So I've been involved in all of those technologies, the encryption algorithm that protected DirecTV's revenue stream. So I'm extremely top-heavy in that, so much so that for the last decade or two decades, I haven't even had really a mega online presence in social media. I used to at first, and for the last 10 years, or 15 years, I've totally backed off of it because I used to be involved with the satellite transmission capabilities and, you know, the two-way, everyone now has gotten wind that your laptop, your cell phone watches you and monitors you and spies on you. Well, I used to have the encryption algorithms allowed that to happen. Correct. Anything smart TV means it's a two-way transmitter capable of broadcasting. It's called edge computing. Even in the refrigerator reports on with the tracking squibs that are in all of the product, they can tell what you use, how much you use of it, and where it's located. So with that being said, getting back on track to our original discussion, those kind of things in our daily lives impact our perception of ourselves. In other words, everything connected with computers, MySpace, Facebook, Instagram, you know, all of your online presence, because that's a portion of your persona. Anything and everything dealing with that affects the way you look at yourself, and how you look at yourself effectively, results in how you handle and execute everything relating to yourself. And that's being disrupted. Confidence in the youth today is at an all-time low, self-esteem, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, due to several factors. But the bottom line is there's a lot less self-confidence and control over concepts, you know, understanding concepts well, in order to achieve, you know, the result that they're after. They aren't as confident, and they don't know how to apply concepts to make happen what they need to make happen, to get to where they want to get to. It's as simple as that. I hope that was as clear as mud.
It was. Coach, you're saying, how can we find you again? And I'm going to have you to come on another show probably next week. I'm going to reach out to you and want you to come on the show next week with us. Let the audience know how you can be reached, your Instagram, and again, about what you actually, your specifications, please.
Bobby Hallback is my Instagram account, and my contact number is 561, area code 248-3614. My specialty is sports psychology. It's all about the mindset. And then also I work with the youth as a mental health and a substance abuse consultant.
Sweet, sweet.
And that's,
hey, I really appreciate you calling in, Hallback, Coach, and we're going to have you come in next week. I'm going to post something, too, for our if you have time, I'll post it ahead of time to let our followers and listeners, too, to be tuned in to listen listen to us, listen to you on the radio, okay? And I'll reach out to you in a few days, and thanks again.
Hey, Coach, thanks
okay,
for calling in. It's admirable of you putting so much effort in keeping the kids that you do contact on the right path, or at least to point to the path and help them get there, et cetera, et cetera. So that's great accolades to you on that.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your time, and thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Well,
thank
well,
you.
Good night. Alan, I want also too want to let you know too on this is that in going back in the direction of the kids today, we need to let the kids struggle through problem solving to figure stuff out, figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the kids need to struggle through problem solving to figure it out. We need to take away when they walk in, they need to place the phones in a certain location. They need
mm-hmm.
to take away all computer devices. And, you know, unless you're using a computer device for a test that's on online. But besides that, to help them problem solve. Because the fact
you know
is
something?
we rely on these kids to lead the world, the nation. They're not going to do nothing, but they're going to lay it off. They're going to get back to it. But go ahead.
What you just said reminded me of something Victor Hugo, it's just insane what his saying is exactly what you said in plain English, and it's prosperity makes monsters, adversity makes men, and that's exactly the problem. They need the problem, like you said, they need to go and learn how to solve problems, punch their way through in order to be effective leaders and be effective managers of their own life. Instead of having everything handed to them, get those cell phones out of their hands, help them actually do work through problems, do things, et cetera, just like you said. That's a great start to me.
Yeah, you know, too, you remember back in the day we had to, with the map, you're traveling, you had to take the map out,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you had to figure out what was like a quarter size or quarter size or either was a nickel or I think it was a quarter size was actually 30 minutes or something like that, 30 minutes or an hour. So you had to figure
the map out. Mm-hmm.
Right. You had to figure the distance out and you had to sit there with that quarter and figure that whole thing.
Here's a map. Find out where you are and where you want to go and how long it'll take. Here's a compass. Here's a et cetera, et cetera. Here's a calculator, et cetera. So, in other words, there ought to be a class, a survival. I don't want to call it survival, but in lack of my little pea brain being able to come up with a good description, I'll use the word survival. There ought to be a survival
mm-hmm.
class, more or less, an urban survival
mm-hmm.
class. What happens if the
mm-hmm.
power goes out? And what happens if you don't have your cell phone? What happens if, you know, how are you going to find, oh, here's a map. Here's a hard map. You need to have one in your glove compartment, in your car. You need to have a set of just minor tools and know how to fix minor tweaks on your car in case of problems. How to change a tire.
Mm-hmm.
There's a joke about millennials being locked in a basement in a house and they can't get out. But there's a phone downstairs. It's a rotary dial phone. And the firemen finally break in after like 12 hours and they find them. And they say, why didn't you just call? They said, there's no phone. what's that right there? And they said, oh, I don't know. It's a rotary dial telephone the kids have never seen before. So they couldn't call for help.
Exactly. Well,
that,
even
because they're useless.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
that's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Right. Even from balancing the checkbook, you know, auto spelling, et cetera. Like you said, they're so far behind.
Mm-hmm.
And for the adults, what would you like to say for our adults on common sense? On the common sense, I mean, why they're lacking in today's society? I think the same thing applies to the gadgets that we're using, the smartphones, smart TV. You know what? Let me tell you something. I've been traveling hotels, and sometimes, you know, there's some remotes out there. You have to kind of like look at it and try to figure out like what is this. You know, you forget to actually do the simple things like we used to do. Pull out the directions, read. Or it's certain things that you start lacking. We're becoming like real like dumb as a doorknob. We are.
Uh huh. Those things and doing it manually and all of that are like muscles. When you don't use them, they atrophy. You know, it's like on the competitive field, you know, or whatever. Any muscle you don't use, it withers away or it withers to ineffective use. I mean, because of its lack of use, the brain is a muscle in that regard, as well as, you know, common sense and the subject matter, by the way. But without
right.
using your brain, it withers away. Without using these techniques, it withers away. You have everything done for you. You become like Victor Hugo's quote, you know, adversity, having all these things doing it for you, and money or whatever, and comfort, that adversity, you know, creates the men. It's that prosperity and that overindulgence, all of that excess is what creates the monsters. And that's what's happened. The adult layer has spent so much time on bling and material things and having all of the gadgets doing everything for you that you've become a monster by having
right.
all of this prosperity. Whereas when you were going through trials and tribulations through the adversity, that made you, you know, that makes men, because you have to step up to the challenges. You know, that which doesn't
versus.
Break you makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And yet, listen, let me say this. I'm glad you called in. I enjoyed it. For your listeners, Alan Jones has been, the timing could have put us the better. I tell you, I was going through a very, 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 I was going through a time in my life that I want nobody to go through. I was my worst enemy. To go through some of the things I had to go through. And he was the type of guy that God just put in there in my life. Because I don't know what I would have done. I'd like to say thank you, man, because you've been like a mentor to me, because just to hear you, by you speaking, when I first ran into you out in Arizona, man, you helped me out so much.
And likewise.
You know, and just hear you, I just love hear you speak, because there's so much that, you know, so much things out there that you have been, you're much older than me, so the wisdom, and I loved it. I love to listen to people. I mean, even though you look like you're about, like what, 28, 27, you were 50, you know, but, you know, and I mean that, man. I mean, I know sometimes, you know, you probably, you know, some people, I don't know what to say right now, honestly, but yeah, man, God put you in my life at the right time. It was a rough time for me, and like I said, I never, my worst enemy, some of the things I had to go through, and people just don't know. It was hard, but
well,
yeah,
it's funny because I feel that we're never strangers, regardless of how long between talks or how short between talks. It always picks up exactly where it left off, and it's always true and with honor and strength. Always.
Yes. Hey. Thanks again. Like I said, man.
Thank you.
it's so good to hear from you, and hope to hear you soon. And like I say, I love to hear you talk. I love to talk to you. This guy, I call him sometimes just to get my knowledge, you know, so many different ways. And it's good to reach out to someone that's experienced or can give you a little more wisdom that you think can put you in place that you think you have wisdom in certain different ways that give you different outlooks. And everybody have been through certain things in their lives, but it's good to reach out and get other information from certain people, especially speaking to you the truth and understanding. Alan Jones, how can you be reached? Can you reach on Facebook, Instagram? How can you be reached?
Well, I tell you what, that because of my presence on, you know, some of the social, because I used to work so heavily in that arena in the big tech giants, I've pulled away from that. However, I can easily be reached directly and immediately via the old standby email, and that would be leaveusalone@gmail.com. I used to be a mortgage broker, one of the top producers with my other half, the largest mortgage broker in the country. And so I never got rid of the email because I'm still contacted so heavily through it. But it's leave us a loan, like a home mortgage loan, LOAN.
Right.
Leave us a loan at gmail.com. Yes, sir.
I'd love to get you on the show again. Hey, thanks again for calling in. And I really appreciate everything you've done for me, man. Thanks again. And enjoy your evening.
And it's reciprocal as well. Thank you. And you have a great evening. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Alan Jones. Alan Jones. Wonderful guy, wonderful person. For you adults, before I get off tonight, posting photos of their food plate, photos of exercising, showing too much, photos in front of the bathroom mirror, with restrooms in the background, saying too much, personal, and they post. You gotta think before you react. You can overthink, but anytime you go out of bounds, you gotta think. Common sense will knock on the door, and you'll be questioned for it. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll be posting a topic here real soon, and I'm going to be posting more information about the day event for the charity, the Upper Court Foundation, and my mom, Katie Anderson, the American Heart Association, Top Golf. But I'll be posting it during the week. Again, I hope you guys enjoy the show and have a wonderful night. Thank you.